But the bottom line is, and I know you believe the same thing, this commission has a solemn duty to redistrict the state of Idaho, and I wish you well in your deliberations.
A solemn duty. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know how solemn it's been over the last 4 or 5 months. It's been a little bit like some weird new reality TV show, but it is solemn in the sense that it's important and it's serious business. And I hope this commission is able to come to a resolution in a unanimous way like they did before, but in a way that the state Supreme Court will uphold at this time.
And where we are at this point, we had a challenge to two of the commissioners. The challenge was struck down yesterday. So we have the original six commissioners from the second redistricting commission who are now going to take on this process.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you said that exactly right. It's the second commission, not the first commission. That one did not come up with a plan in their allotted time. The second commission was then appointed. They did come up with a plan very quickly, actually, within a couple of weeks. That plan was struck down. The Supreme Court called the commission back to Boise. A couple of the appointers then tried to essentially fire, that is, release their appointees from the commission because they didn't like the work they had done. And we're talking here about Norm Simanko, head of the Republican Party, and Speaker Lawrence Denny. This case went to the state Supreme Court very quickly, and the state Supreme Court said no, they couldn't.
Now, this business with Republicans trying to fire two of the Republican commissioners, is this Republican versus Republican?
Oh, yeah. I think it's faction versus faction, perhaps, or maybe it's institution versus institution in a separated power system. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but clearly it is within the Republican Party. And one of the things that's most interesting about this is that it actually parallels pretty closely the situation that's been going on in Arizona, where there is a redistricting commission. They had been meeting. Arizona is a very Republican state, just like Idaho is. The commission came up with a plan. The dominant Republican Party in the state, including the governor, who is a Republican, didn't like the plan. And the governor actually sought to impeach the head of the commission. And the state Senate actually did impeach her. She then sued, and the state Supreme Court struck down the impeachment, basically saying, you're stuck with this commission, which is pretty much the way it worked out in Idaho. You know, the players were a little bit different, but it was the dominant Republican Party fighting, you know, with the commission, and then the court intervening and saying, no, you can't do that.
And the Republican Party saying, we don't like the plan that they came up with. We want to get rid of the commissioners, and we want to start with a new plan.
Yeah, and one of the things that's most fascinating about this is how some, you know, very highly regarded people within the Republican Party have started to kind of speak out about this. I mean, there was an editorial in today's Idaho Statesman from Phil Batt. You know, I mean, Phil Batt is one of the most revered Republicans in the state of Idaho, former governor. You know, longtime state legislator, Senate pro tem. He is kind of the Idaho version of Ronald Reagan. And all of a sudden, he's basically taking a few of the principals here, Simanko and Denny in particular, to task, saying, you know, let's stop this. Let's move on here. When you talk about Republicans against Republicans, I think that's the thing that's really most dramatic about that is when a former governor who's so highly regarded as Phil Batt is starts to kind of interject himself in this discussion. I think that's a very powerful thing.